before Tisha B'Av. And we ask ourselves, what are ways that we can bring the Geula closer? What can we do practically to create a sense of redemption? So I'd like to share with you an insight of the Baal Shem Tov, which at first glance makes very little sense. And then see how this is really the key of not only what the week before Tisha B'Av is about, but what life is all about. And if we can take to heart some of the ideas that we're going to speak about tonight, it could change. Next two words are our lives. But it's up to you. It's like the raffle. You either can be part of it, or you could go to sleep for the next 45 minutes. The choice is yours. You ready? That was an overwhelming ready.
No, of course not.
We're up to plan B. Here's plan B. Let's start. Oh, God, help me. Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says, you want to know the secret of bringing the Geula, you should have Kavana in one tefillah. And that tefillah is Ahava Rava before Shema. So you ask yourself, Ahava Rava is a nice tefillah, but that would be the key to be able to be Zoche for the Geula. And it's not only for our Geula, it's for each and every one of us. If we want to extricate ourselves from the challenges in life, the secret is the tefillah of Ahava Rava right before Shema. So the question is, what is it about this tefillah? And the answer is, there's a lot. I want to share with you two answers, two levels. Answer number uno. Great. By the time they finish, I'll be finished this year and we'll have a race. Thank you very much. Ahava Rava has one theme in it, one major theme in it. It's the way it begins and it's the way it ends with the word Ahava. Ahava means what? Love. Ahava Rava, Tanu Hashem Elokeinu, a tremendous amount of love Hashem has given us. Habocher ba'amo Yisrael be'wat be'ahava. You want to know how to bring Geula? Idea number one, gift number one for tonight, which we're going to develop, is to feel the tremendous love that Hashem has for each and every one of us. Now, if I were to ask you, how many of you feel Hashem loves you? How many of you would raise your hand? Great. That's the right answer. But you got to work on that love. It can't just be intellectually. It has to be what? Emotionally. You have to believe that called the Avid Rahman Alatav Avid, that everything Hashem does is for the good, even if we what? Don't understand it. And indeed, the Sfas points out that Vatirakhu Bo'alechem, when Kla Yisrael complained in Parshas Barim this week, and they said, Mitzinat Hashem, with a hatred of Hashem, he took us out of Egypt and destroyed the Rakhli, that's what brought the Golos. The moment you feel that Hashem hates you, that's when you're running into problems. And that's why, my friends, the month, which is the greatest month of Churban, is called Menachem Av. What does Av mean? We all know Av means father. Menachem Av, a father who loves us. Sometimes parents have to be tough. But the toughness isn't coming out of hatred. It's coming out of love. Menachem Av. Habocher ba'amo Yisrael be'ahava. Love. In fact, we know my friend who was helping me out before, Blue Shirt. Blue Shirt, you can tell them if they can't do it, just relax. I'll do it about Pat. They should worry. Thanks. What's her name? Riff-Dave. Thanks, Riff-Dave. You have a question?
Mm-hmm.